عن جابر بن عبد الله الأنصاري عن فاطمة الزهراء عليها السلام بنت رسول الله.
The following story has been narrated by the Lady of Light, Sayyida Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam. One day in Medina, my father, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, approached my house. As he stepped inside, he greeted me, "Assalamu alayki ya Fatima." This means, "Peace be upon you, O Fatima." "Alayka salam," I replied, meaning, "Upon you be peace." A little while later, my father said to me that he was feeling a little weak. I reassured him, however, that Allah would protect him. Within a few minutes, my father asked me to bring him his blanket. This blanket was a special one from Yemen, which is a faraway country from Medina. So I brought him his blanket and covered him with it. As I stepped back to look at him, I saw that his face started to shine. It was almost as if I was looking at the glowing full moon. My father, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, was such a special person that Allah made his face shine so bright. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam rested, my older son, Imam Hassan alayhi salam, came home. "Assalamu alayki ya Ummah," he said. "Peace be upon you, O mother." "Wa alayka salamu, ya qurrata ayni," I replied. "And upon you be peace, O light of my eyes and happiness of my heart." Imam Hassan alayhi salam then said to me that he could smell something very nice. It reminded him of his grandfather, the Prophet of Allah. I told him that he was right. "Na'am. Yes, your grandfather is right underneath the blanket." Imam Hassan alayhi salam moved toward the blanket and said, "Assalamu alayki ya Jaddu, ya Rasulullah. Peace be upon you, O my grandfather, the Prophet of Allah." He also wanted to settle under the blanket with his grandfather, but he asked his permission first. The Prophet of Allah answered, "Wa alayka salamu ya waladi," "And upon you be peace, my son. You may come under the blanket with me." Happily, Imam Hassan went next to his grandfather. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Imam Hassan alayhi salam rested, my second son, Imam Hussein, came home. "Assalamu alayki ya Ummah," he said. "Peace be upon you, O mother." "Wa alayka salamu ya waladi wa ya qurrata ayni," I replied. "And upon you be peace, my son, O light of my eyes and happiness of my heart." And then Imam Hussein said to me that he could also smell something very nice. It reminded him of his grandfather, the Prophet of Allah. I told him that he was right. "Na'am. Your grandfather and your brother are resting underneath the blanket." Imam Hussein alayhi salam moved closer to the blanket and said, "Assalamu alayka ya jaddahu." He too wanted to settle underneath the blanket with them. Like his older brother, Imam Hussein alayhi salam also respected the Prophet so much that he first asked his permission. The Prophet of Allah answered Imam Hussein alayhi salam, "Wa alayka salamu ya waladi," "And upon you be peace, my son. You too may come under the blanket with us." Imam Hussein alayhi salam too settled beside his grandfather and brother. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Imam Hassan alayhi salam and Imam Hussein alayhi salam rested, my husband Imam Ali alayhi salam came home. "Assalamu alayki ya binta Rasulullah," he said. "Peace be upon you, O daughter of the Prophet of Allah." "Wa alayka salamu ya Abul Hassan wa ya Amir al-Mu'mineen," I replied. "And upon you be peace, O father of Imam Hassan and the commander of the faithful." Imam Ali alayhi salam then said that he could smell something very nice. It reminded him of his cousin, the Prophet of Allah. I told him that he was right. "Na'am, your cousin is right underneath the blanket with your two sons." Imam Ali alayhi salam moved closer to the blanket and said, "Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Peace be upon you, O Prophet of Allah." Imam Ali alayhi salam also wanted to join the Prophet and his sons under the blanket, but he too asked his permission first. salam, answered Imam Ali alayhi salam. Wa alayka salamu ya akhi, and upon you be peace, my brother. You too may come under the blanket with us. Then Imam Ali alayhi salam also went under the blanket next to his cousin and two sons, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein and Imam Ali alayhi salam rested, I went to the blanket and said, Assalamu alayka ya abata, ya Rasulullah. Peace be upon you, O my father, O Prophet of Allah. I too wanted to join my father, sons, and husband under the blanket, and so I asked for permission. The Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, replied, Wa alayka salamu ya binta, and upon you be peace, O my daughter. You too may come under the blanket with us. Happily, I went next to my father, sons, and husband. When we were all together, my father, the Prophet of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, held the two ends of the blanket and raised his right hand toward the heavens. As he did this, he prayed, O Allah, these are the people of my household. Whoever hurts them hurts me as well. Whoever is their friend is a friend of mine. They are from me and I am from them. O Allah, send your blessings on us, the Ahlul Bayt. Allah watched all of this, then said to his angels that he had not created the sky and the earth and the shining moon and the bright sun and the rotating planets and the flowing seas and the sailing ships, except for the love of the five people lying beneath that Yemeni blanket. Allah's trusted angel named Jibreel listened to what Allah has said, and then asked him, Who are those five people underneath the blanket? Allah, the Almighty, explained to Angel Jibreel, They are the household of the Prophet and the blessings of prophethood. They are Fatima, her father, her husband, and her sons. Angel Jibreel asked Allah, Ya Rabbi, O my Lord, may I fly to earth and join them in their gathering? Allah the Generous replied, Na'am, you are given permission to join. Jibreel, the trusted angel, landed near the five Ahlul Bayt and greeted the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. Peace be upon you, O Prophet of Allah. Then Angel Jibreel told the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah had also sent his salams to the Messenger as well. Allah wanted the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to know that he had not created the sky and the earth and the shining moon and the bright suns and the rotating planets and the flowing seas and the sailing ships, except for the sake of the five people who are under the blanket. The angel Jibreel informed the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that Allah had given him permission to join the five members under the blanket. Yet, out of respect, he asked the Prophet again, May I join you, Ya Rasulullah, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet of Allah replied, You are granted permission to enter. As the angel Jibreel took a place under the blanket, he said to my father, Allah sends this revelation to you. Verily, Allah so desires to remove all impurities from you, O people of the house, and purify you with a complete purification. Allah has created you, Hassan, Hussein, Ali, and Fatima, to be pure and perfect. You never make any mistakes or commit any sin. Allah's wish for you is to always remain this way. My husband, Imam Ali alayhi salam, wondered why it was so important for all of them to get together under the blanket. He asked my father, Ya Rasulullah, why has Allah made this event so important? The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to Imam Ali alayhi salam that whenever and wherever followers and friends of the Ahlul Bayt have gathered and talked about this event, Allah will send His blessings and mercy upon them. Also, many angels will form a circle around them and ask Allah to forgive their sins which they have made previously. My husband, Imam Imam Ali alayhi salam was delighted at this. He exclaimed, "Then we, the Ahlul Bayt, and our followers will be successful." The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also exclaimed that whenever the followers of the Ahlul Bayt have a gathering and talk about this event, Allah will make sure that anyone who is present and feeling sad will feel better, and anyone who is feeling upset will feel calmed, and anyone who is waiting for a wish to be granted will have his or her desire answered, inshallah. Again, Imam Ali alayhi salam was delighted. Happily, he said, "Allah made us Ahlul Bayt, and our followers are the winners, the lucky ones in this world and in the next. Ameen."
وفيه جمع من شيعتنا ومحبينا وفيهم مهموم إلا وفرج الله هما ولا مغموم إلا وكشف الله غما ولا طالب حاجة إلا وقضى الله حاجة فقال علي عليه السلام إذا والله فزنا وسعدنا وكذلك شيعتنا فازوا وسعدوا في الدنيا والآخرة ورب الكعبة.